Chapter 1. My brother Baron sits next to me, sucking the last dregs of milk tea slush noisily through a wide yellow straw. He's got the seat of my Benz pushed all the way back and his feet up on the dash, the heels of his pointy black shoes scratching the plastic. With his hair slicked back and his mirrored sunglasses covering his eyes, he looks like a study in villainy. He's actually a junior federal agent, still in training, sure, but with a key card and an ID badge and everything. To be fair, he's also a villain. I tap my gloved fingers impatiently against the curve of the wheel and bring a pair of binoculars to my eyes for about the millionth time. All I see is a boarded-up building on the wrong side of Queens. What is she doing in there? It's been 40 minutes. What do you think? He asks me. Bad things. That's her after-school job now, taking care of shady business so Zakharov's gloves stay clean. Her dad won't put her in any real danger, I say. But the tone of my voice makes it pretty obvious I'm trying to convince myself more than I'm trying to convince my brother. Baron snorts. Ha! She's a new soldier. Gotta prove herself. Zakharov couldn't keep her out of danger if he tried. And he's not going to be trying real hard. The other laborers are watching, waiting for her to be weak. Waiting for her to screw up. He knows that. So should you. I think of her at 12. A skinny girl with eyes too large for her face. And a nimbus of tangled blonde hair. In my memory, she's sitting on the branch of a tree, eating a rope of red licorice. Her lips are sticky with it. Her flip-flops are hanging off her toes. She's cutting her initials into the bark high up so her cousin can't claim she's lying when she tells him she got higher than he ever will. "Boys never believe I can beat them," she told me back then. "But I always win in the end." "Maybe she spotted the car and went out the back," I say finally. "No way she made us." He sucks on the straw again. It makes that rattling empty cup sound echoing through the car. We're like ninjas. "Somebody's cocky," I say. After all, tailing someone isn't easy, and Baron and I aren't that good at it yet, no matter what he says. My handler at the agency, Yulikova, has been encouraging me to shadow Baron, so I can learn secondhand and keep myself safe until she figures out how to tell her bosses that she's got hold of a teenage transformation worker with a bad attitude and a criminal record. And since Yulikova's in charge, Baron's stuck teaching me. It's supposed to be just for a few months until I graduate from Wallingford. Let's see if we can stand each other that long. Of course, I'm pretty sure this isn't the kind of lesson Yulikova's been imagining. Baron grins, white teeth flashing like dropped dice. What do you think Lila Zakharov would do if she knew you were tailing her? I grin back. Probably she'd kill me. He nods. Probably she would. Probably she'd kill me twice for helping you. Probably you deserve it, I say. He snorts. Over the last few months, I got every last thing I ever wanted, and then I threw it all away. Everything I thought I could never have was offered up on a silver platter. The girl, the power, a job at the right hand of Zakharov, the most formidable man I know. It wouldn't even have been that hard to work for him. It probably would have been fun. And if I didn't care who I hurt, it would still all be mine. I lift the binoculars and study the door again, the worn paint striping the boards and crumbling like breadcrumbs, the chewed-up bottom edge as ragged as if it had been gnawed on by rats. Lila would still be mine. Mine. The language of love is like that, possessive. That should be the first warning that it's not going to encourage anyone's betterment. Baron groans and throws his cup into the back seat. I can't believe that you blackmailed me into becoming Johnny Law, and now I have to sweat it out 5 days a week with the other recruits while you use my experience to stalk your girlfriend. How is that fair? One, I think you mean the extremely dubious benefit of your experience. Two, Lila's not my girlfriend. Three, I just wanted to make sure she was okay. I count off these points on my leather-covered fingers. And four, the last thing you should want is fairness. Stalk her at school, Baron says, ignoring everything I've just said. Come on, I have to make a phone call. Let's pack in this lesson and get a couple of slices. I'll even buy. I sigh. The car is stuffy and smells like old coffee. I'd like to stretch my legs. And Baron is probably right. We should give this up. Not for the reason he's saying, but for the one that's implied. The one about it not being okay to lurk around outside buildings, spying on girls you like.